Education officials say the A through F grades will make it easier for parents to understand how schools are doing. If the A through F scale were in place right now, a little over 60% of Ohio's public schools would get A's on how their students do on proficiency tests. That compares to more than 63% which get the current top ratings of excellent or excellent with distinction. 24 districts, 6.4%, would get Fs, including some districts rated effective or continuous improvement, which are in the middle of the current rating scale. Superintendent Richard Ross says he is not surprised.
Most schools we see will see lower grades than their past report card rankings have suggested. Yeah, but I'm going to be asking you to trust that this is not a gotcha for Ohio schools. It's an opportunity for us to be aspirational and look 2 years down the road.
And by the time the A through F grade cards come out in 2015, the state's standards will be harder. But State Board of Education Vice President Tom Gunlock is confident.
I don't believe that you're going to see a big drop-off in the scores.
If the A through F scale were in place right now, only slightly over 9% of the more than 330 charter schools in Ohio would get A's on student performance on proficiency tests, with an overwhelming number of charters getting F's. And a third of the state's charters were not included in this preview by the Department of Education for various reasons. The report cards will also rate schools on their overall student improvement, on 4- and 5-year graduation rates, and on performance for gifted and disabled students and those in the bottom 20%. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.